Teams is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Get early stuff, man.
Okay, you let me start.
Shall we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Have you done anything?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which oops, already gone. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got a browser with which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics, and then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with a speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra few buttons next to the summarize button so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying.
The,
you know,
left
the left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can, I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. Mm. I think so. Yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there. I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on the right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, well, you can't do that.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization or pops the window.
What else can we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know. Nothing
else.
yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
Or just
the button.
I guess the button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, what if I right click now, what happens then?
Well, no, you still have the menu,
yeah.
The menu pop up that, well, yeah, it's more obvious, isn't it, what you can do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true, yeah, it's more intuitive.
But then it's not as extensible. If you want to add more things in the future, then like, where's the menu?
Maybe.
More flexible that way.
Yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1,
exactly.
You can have a menu instead of a button.
This one.
Beta version. But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what did you? Part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah, so when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
no.
I guess so.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker character. PlayStation, as Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true. It would be nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, but maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well, and speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like, we have it, we're doing it, but what, how does it help the browsing, or what can it give us?
Well, you mean the speaker characterization? Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get anything that's in that topic.
Yeah, I mean, that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know. It doesn't even pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
With the speaker characterization first, before we cross
the language. Yeah. Yes. So should we try to do a right-click menu then?
Yeah.
All right. Why not? Is that just from the main?
Both?
Even if it's one thing.
Is that from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right from for these various things.
Yes. Okay. Wait, yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We wanna somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay.
And
so this
have a different menu for that.
Consistent throughout.
Yeah.
On the speaker.
So yeah. So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click, basically.
Another common thing, like, we have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean, that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default.
Oh.
So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm.
Like, I just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able,
it might come to us and start playing with it.
What was that? You mean
like, we have the right click menu, right click, but instead of like have a default double click, so it'll be a choice.
Because that's the most common
like show the speaker characterization.
But then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know.
Yeah,
but if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Sometimes
you get lights with me, you're like, I'm going
away! Probably need closer. It's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
Yeah.
It just goes, oh! Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might do something, but. Yeah. But I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something that. Another thing, single audio files, do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel, but single channel files, do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for the students.
I mean, we might use them to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can...
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though? I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. We'll just say no for now and put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data in the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think
people really need that though, to have the full flexibility we need to have?
That's what I feel as well. I mean, yeah. I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Mm. Well, the thing is typically though, is someone going to have 5 windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Two or three maybe, but.
Yeah. But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have it there.
It's fine.
But well, couldn't we? I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
Just like have a tab there.
I was just thinking of tab.
Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Did anybody know how to do that? Can you do that?
I don't know. Do you reckon?
You probably can.
I'm sure. I'm sure you could do anything.
If you really knew what you're doing. But I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple job as we're going to talk sometimes.
I can have a look.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know.
But yeah, that might be an idea.
To
yeah.
Contents of the same window, like from the transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar of that window.
Hmm.
Something.
Yeah.
Or a different
way
you can do it. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No, it could be like transcription summary.
Yeah.
Like two buttons and you just.
Yeah. Or check marks even have two of them.
That will reduce the number of windows. Which is funny. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use a Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
Mm-hmm.
You manage them.
Yeah. Unless, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that's right. Yeah. Of course you can, actually, yeah.
Like, a lot of these can be, like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the different disfluencies.
Yeah, that's true.
Obvious,
they're definitely
sort of using the same window. And so
yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window,
mutually,
exclusive. Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway. So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window? Mutually exclusive with?
Well, I don't know, with transcripts. It sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe 3 alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies and
summary.
Summaries.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Do you want to do that?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce? Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. Not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah, that's
so
what we need.
Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that.
Mm.
Just so we see the integration works. So
true.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just think.
Oh, right, I see. Mm-hmm.
And try to start with the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So.
Yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory or something? Like, if we're going to just try and take a look or something.
I don't know, can you access other people's?
If you make it world readable, then anybody can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in there.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have a look.
I think by default they are.
No, they're not world readable. They're not default. They're only default. Then only you can read them.
All right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay. Right, well, I'll make that readable then. So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email. Okay, yeah.
Well, this is not difficult.
What's your number? Okay.
It's in all the emails.
Yeah. Your number.
0-04.
Okay.
04-555-60.
Say that again.
04-555-60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder NLSSD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes. M for meeting.
But you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
Really? No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders and everything. I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos.
Yep, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
I'm a Java man.
I can tell you what I've done in SPT. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching
stuff. Yeah. Search, okay.
The British file stuff, yeah. And the next search query and all.
Okay.
Found a tutorial that inverted search indexing, but I haven't.
So you could probably just use my code. Like, that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're using code and stuff and just.
Oh,
like,
right.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty much there, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like
of making
a tutorial about indexing.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggle it around and make it work.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management.
Yeah. Very basic. Okay.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when you talked about this with the files. I mean, how much do they actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff, to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah. I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java.
Okay.
To play with it.
Are you writing in Java?
Yeah.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah.
Put
I'm
it
sure
into a window
do.
At least.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, it's a good point you had that, like, collaborating with file things. I mean, if you already started on
stuff,
I
absolutely.
Guess we can.
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we can do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
When we know more of what we need, maybe.
Next week, I'm back.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
That is, we haven't done anything this week because this week's been mad.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
what do you mean? This week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Last week.
the week as is rather than the proper week, you know. It's getting all a bit mad.
Well, you're an SPNLP and SPT, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
my
and
mind.
Then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week. Which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That was complete rubbish.
It was.
She's so stupid.
Sit there and think about it for a bit. Yeah, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah,
I started attacking this seriously. I'm just, hopefully on something by next week that we can sort of try and integrate into the GUI.
Mm-hmm. Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works yet. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how it works. That is very bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that and that folder, but
yeah,
they say search everything.
That is pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Probably did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does load up quite quickly, so it's not too bad. But
but
you can have a look.
Is it like a window where you have to write in search query, or is it just what's behind it?
No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting. It does an NXT search for the string, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, whatever, find everything that's got that, and then load.
So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a $A text, say.
Yeah, because that's the declares a variable, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, because every year, all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Vaguely.
What did you do to figure out
it's in the code, just that you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary myself.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string.
Right.
So you could just, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out.
And put it
in.
Yeah.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Yeah.
I can explain it.
Have you annotated your code?
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have. I don't need. Yeah, just in case. Exactly. Yes. So they're all in there yet, still. A lot of rubbish, but it will be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, precisely.
So basically, we've got to kind of just work.
Yeah.
The answer to that
isn't it? The weekend's still 4 days off.
Yeah. Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, should you play me in what to explore any other?
Oh dear.
How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy bob?
Mm.
No.
Who was doing it?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then? I mean,
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
So what courses should I have picked if you're not doing any good?
Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. Mm. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that the informatics course?
Yeah, it's
like
nine courses, or well, 10 or something. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background reading, so you know. Being lazy.
Yeah. I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over.
Yeah. Anyway, is that about it then? Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know, after DNLG or something, maybe just like a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
We can always decide then.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're going to do the search. You're going to implement the search.
Yeah.
Everything?
Can get on there. It'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next. Won't be the whole thing. Like we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, what was it? Just dialogue hacks. This was. There's so many topics.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones, because otherwise, you know.
Yeah,
weeks will go by.
Yeah, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, I think.
Well, you decide. I'm not doing much for that prototype.
The progress report is June 23rd.
Of
February.
So that 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
ish, yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we've got something to show.
So
just looking at my own deadlines. Yeah.
When the search interface, maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, wasn't that pretty much what
no.
you need or was it?
Oh, that's that doesn't exist. that's completely cut and pasted. That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. A screenshot of Google. It's just so much fun.
Make it exist, then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop-down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not
really.
Yeah.
So,
decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then, then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include? That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
No, just like the basics.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Just like unseeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done, or just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
a sort of tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well, here's
yeah.
know, everything's basic.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then just,
yeah.
yeah, just
show you what
right
bits
in.
The code.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. In the morning.
Yeah. Well, this time I'm dictating the time. If I'm not there, you can't do anything.
Something like that could happen anytime because, yeah, like my schedule is like a class break, class break, class. You know,
yeah,
so
it's not going to take an
so
hour
yeah,
to
yeah,
explain
no, exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I mean,
something like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off.
Yeah.
Pick a time.
Yeah.
Let me know whenever.
Monday might be good. So
yeah.
What? Monday. What did you say?
Yeah, yeah, this morning.
Just anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those. Yeah. Like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Possibly.
It was my time today, and I'll do 4, isn't it?
It's 4. Yeah.
Unless you
yeah.
want to do it after. After.
Yeah, that's an option too.
Yeah.
Sure.
3 is good, though, but we have. What was your
3:30. I just, yeah.
Well,
that's going to be tight.
3:30 in the computer room in here, and then we can just
get in there, though.
Can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get in?
What? Front door?
Through there.
This computer room's in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
I think we took a...
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there. We can look
now, afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You do need to have a key for it, though, that's the thing. It's got a locked door, but
just bang on.
Yeah, somebody else.
I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crack, it's only got about 4 or 5 computers in there. It would do quite good for our job, because it can also, it's not very much money in the people.
Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, it's a printer. And there's a photocopier. With the
really?
Code on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
we
just.
Put it up your assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
is on my computer.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards, and we have all the time we
yeah,
need,
sure. Oh,
rather
right.
than
I
have half
that.
An hour and then we'll
yeah.
surely run out.
Yeah.
As long as DNLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that man, but it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like
it's reading. It's reading. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be. Next
yeah.
week. Next week.
Really?
Week.
I don't think we have a reading week, though.
We have one class, at least. When we speech perception, we don't have any lectures, but I think we have like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah,
I think one of a couple of classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Really know what was going
I think
on.
The
undergraduates
had.
Yeah.
Were
up. I think it's up to the professor whether they did it or not. No, I don't feel like it.
No,
I
don't work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL. We'll call them.
Yeah, we will
call them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
Done.
Yeah. That's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone know you want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
You can always trust you.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. Well, I think you basically said the same things as in the comments.
Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation.
And then we have 7% of the
question. Woohoo. Right, so I think we need to tick the OK box, right?
You're OK with having me.
Exciting. Should we turn these off then or what?
We're done now. Is she still here? Yes, you are. Yeah.